Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. Welcome to another edition of Psychic Tapestry. I'm former skeptic Ken Kessler, along with psychic medium Teresa C. Happy Saturday to you.
Hi.
Hi. You okay?
Oh, I'm good. I was just giggling. Sorry.
Okay. No, that's all right. Giggling is definitely allowed. Lots to get to today. It's going to be jam-packed in only half an hour. We really need to work on stretching this show out to make it, to give us more room for everything.
What do you guys all think about that? I think we ought to go to an hour format. Listeners, what do you think? Yeah. Let us know.
Yeah,
comment,
pop up in the chat room or post it on our Facebook page. Speaking of, the chat room is open. Hopefully it's working. I see that there are a couple people in there now. Nobody has... if it's working right, no one has said anything. Yeah. If you're in there and you have said stuff, I can't see it. So it's not, in that case, it's not working. And you can give us messages on our Facebook page at facebook.com/psychictapestry. And we'll get to as many of those as we can. And we'll get to your calls in just a bit. But we have some important information and news to share. The first thing I want to mention is that we have a website now. Yay!
Yay!
It went live just after last week's show, not in time to be able to see it, but psychictapestry.com. You can connect there. You'll be able to get to the archives of past shows and the crystal wisdom for every day and lots of other fun stuff is there soon.
And let me just say, too, on the crystal wisdom, some people say, well, do you have a generator? You know, does that work like a machine thing? And no, folks, I pull a crystal from my silver bag of crystals every single day, and I give you my interpretation for what it means for that day. So the crystals might end up being some that are similar, but they're going to have an interpretation just specific for the energy of that day. It's a lot of fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
See that there have been a couple comments that fast on our Facebook page. Donna and Lisa are both excited about the idea of making this an hour-long show. So there's
good.
Two votes for yes.
Yeah.
We are. We also have a Twitter page. If you like to tweet, you can find us at just look up Psychic Tapestry on Twitter. Follow us. We'll follow you back because that's just the kind of people we are.
Yeah.
Exciting stuff going on today. There's an anniversary celebration.
Yep. The little store that could, StarCrafts in La Mesa, California, keeps on going. We've got our 8th year anniversary celebration happening today, and that's going to be rolling from about 12:30-ish all the way up till 7 or 7:30 tonight. So come on by if you can. We're going to do giveaways. We're going to do discounted readings, discounts on product. It's just always a fun celebration, so come on by if you can.
Very nice. I'll be there.
Yay!
if you needed that one more incentive and that doesn't spoil your idea of going, I'll be there. But I won't be there for the whole time. But I'm definitely, Lisa and I will stop by later this afternoon. And something that that both Teresa and I thought of that we should have mentioned last week or every week, but somehow we forget. Last Sunday, there was this very cool get-together, a parlor gathering.
Yeah.
And we've never talked about that. This is a really good idea. Why don't you explain how exactly what a parlor gathering is, how it works?
Sure.
And that kind of thing.
Well, it was, we had a total duh moment when we were discussing this. One of the things that I do as a psychic medium is that I do private gatherings in people's homes, and I call them parlor gatherings. There's actually a historical precedent for this. back in the 1900s, when the spiritualist movement was getting started, people would very often open their homes, have in family, close family and friends, and they would either have a seance or they would have a psychic medium there to help try to make contact with the other side. And while some of those folks were a little bit twitchy, let's be honest, I'm interested in seeing what happens in the family dynamic. And very often, energies of people who care so much about each other bring other people in that are kind of unexpected. But basically what I do is come to your house. We hang out for about 3 hours. You have invited family and friends. It's kind of a party. A lot of people do a potluck or do something like that. And then we kind of hang out for a little bit and talk to the side of spirit. And we see who comes through for you. We have wonderful, wonderful experiences that happen almost every single time. Something very unexpected happens. We have a spirit come through who has very, very specific messages. And they're just really neat because you're not in a public setting. You're in your private home. More people tend to get personal readings. And it's just kind of a really nice evening to share with your family and friends. I do those right now local, and so if you're interested, you can either call and leave a message on my personal voicemail at 619-387-8804, or you can call and leave me a message at StarCraft, 619-337-2400. And I personally will get back to you and we'll discuss how we can best plan a party specific to your needs. I also do some tarot work sometimes after I'm done with those, and they've just worked out to be wonderful, wonderful nights for folks. And in fact, I'm starting to book now for late September and early October, so it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm also willing, if anybody out there wants to try and experiment with a Skype party, I'd be willing to try that as well. So let me know.
Because you do, you also do Skype readings.
Yes.
For anybody who's listening right now who's not in the San Diego area,
right.
You can also book Teresa for Skype readings, one-on-one Skype readings, or just on the good old-fashioned telephone, if you like.
And the way that my gifts work, the way that my mediumship works in particular, is clairaudience. That's my primary gift. Which means that I don't necessarily see, quote-unquote, dead people, but I hear them. So as long as I have your voice on the line or I have you on Skype, I can definitely do mediumship work for you. So please, yeah, give me a holla.
Very cool. And you can set that up at StarCraft's 619-337-2400. Let's see. Yep. And also coming up this week is working with magical crystals. We were talking about crystals just when we started today.
Yeah, definitely. I love crystals. I work with them. Ken has actually seen and can witness and verify. I have a silver bag of crystals, yes?
Yes.
And we're going to learn to work with them. We'll go over some of the basics, but I also want to teach you a little bit of my take on some more advanced techniques too, possibly including creating some elixirs. So if you can make it in or, you know, again, if you're interested in Skype, let us know.
Very cool. Was there one other thing we wanted to mention?
I did want to give kind of a shout out to everybody who's been interacting with us on our Facebook page. During the week between programs, if you want to post a question or sometimes I'll post a question or if Ken gets a question, I'm sure he'll post it. And if you guys want to interact with us, it's a great way to do it. We love to connect with you. We love to kind of share info with you. So please keep doing that. We're really enjoying it.
And Donna and Lisa are both in the chat room now, and they say good morning.
Good morning.
But the chat room is open, and apparently it is working, and you can leave stuff on our Facebook page too, facebook.com/psychictapestry. You can call 347-838-9903 to talk with Teresa right now. In fact, if you're ready, we can start taking calls.
Oh yeah, anytime.
Okay, let's see. Hi, what's your first name? Hello.
Hello.
Hi,
what's your
Hi. My name's Philip.
Hi, Philip. How are you?
Good. How are you, Teresa?
I'm good, honey. I recognize your voice.
You rock. You guys are so amazing.
Aw, thanks. How can I help you today?
I just wanted to ask how your gift worked. Like, well, you kind of already answered it, but I just recently, like, found out that one of my coworkers and her daughters, like, kind of, I guess, how did you put it, the way that your gift worked?
How does my gift work? Mine is primarily clairaudience, which means that I hear. So people come up and they go, does that mean you hear voices? And it's not exactly like that. It's kind of you hear in a part of your inner ear. It's like this, it's a separate voice from your own. You know how we all have our own little internal voice, our own thoughts. This is a slightly different feel to it and a different sound to it. And I can sometimes hear words if they're not too clear from the other side about how they're presenting through verbal. They'll give me pictures in my head, which is kind of more of a clairvoyance thing. But most of us have a blending of a few different gifts. The most common are clairvoyance or clairsentience, which means we feel something or we see something. But clairaudience is primarily mine. So I will hear them. I'll hear music. There's different ways that messages come in. Everybody needs to kind of figure out how their gifts come, how their information comes, and it really can help you to develop the skills that work best with your personal gifts.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, yesterday at work, I found out that one of my coworkers and her daughters are exactly the clairaudience type.
Uh-huh.
And it was just amazing, like, to actually hear that about her, because she's such an amazing woman. But she was talking about, is it possible to be blocked and how to, like, unblock? You know, I'm just trying to find help for her, kind
sure.
of, in a way.
You can, sometimes it's a little bit creepy. If you don't know what's going on, some people shut their gifts down. That happens very frequently. I've learned and met many psychics who go through or have gone through periods in their childhood where something they saw scared them or something that they heard frightened them. And it's kind of a fear response for some people. For some people, they're taught that it's bad, so they'll shut it down. You can definitely block yourself for a lot of reasons. But the good news is it can be reopened. It can be redeveloped. And my advice to her would be just to meditate, talk to her angels and guides, and see about what ways they can help her to reopen those blocks and remove them.
Okay. Yeah, because she was saying something that, like, she couldn't talk. Like, I don't know exactly what happened, but she said that she couldn't talk to, I think, her mom and dad or her grandma and grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
Because her daughter recently seen her grandma standing over her mom's bed, like,
mm-hmm.
the spirit type, you know, and
mm-hmm.
and she can't talk to them. My coworker said she can't talk to them, and it was just a little confusing to me, and I was just, you know, I didn't want to pry. And
Right. Well, sometimes they can startle you. They can startle the heck out of you, and it turns into a thing of, can I get my voice to work? But the thing is, you can even just think to them, and it works. They can hear your thoughts. They know what's in your heart. And all she has to do is understand they can't harm her. And it's just a matter of opening up to those that she's trying to make contact with. And asking the angels really does help a lot. They give you things in a way that it's a little bit easier to accept and understand. And just all she has to remember is that if she has any questions or she does need help, you know somebody who can help her.
Yeah,
you know we're happy to help folks out.
I gave her one of your cards.
Thanks, Philip. Thanks so much. Yeah.
Thanks so much for coming, Philip. You had just mentioned, before we go to the next call, about asking angels for help real quickly, because this is very simple, and people make it complicated. But real quickly, how do you ask an angel for help?
This is all there is to it. I promise and I swear. All you do is you say, all right, guys, angels, can you please help me with X? That's it. And then say thank you. As though it's already a done deal, the angels hear you. You don't have to have an angel's name. You don't have to work specifically with archangels. You know, a lot of people have different ideas, and most of them are not right. If you ask, they can help. If you don't ask and just think they can pull it out of you, that's not going to help you. You have free will, and that's the way that the angels connect and help, is when you ask.
See how easy it is?
It's very,
very
easy.
Okay, let's get to another call. Hi, what's your first name?
Me? This is Susan.
Susan?
Yes.
How can I help you today?
I don't remember if I already asked you about this. I'm trying to figure out what crystal that I should get. And
okay.
It's a green one, but I don't know what kind it is.
A green one.
Yeah.
What is it
you're
working on?
You know how you hear? Well, I get it too, but it's hard to understand.
Yes. Yes.
And it's saying green something.
Okay. What it is for people who don't hear or for people who don't know, very often when we hear that voice or when we hear spirit, it kind of sounds like if you were ever a little kid who yelled or screamed into a fan in the room, you know, that distortion you get. Or it can sound like a radio or a television set in another room. So it is a little bit difficult sometimes to focus in on them. If they're telling you to pick up a green stone, my guess would be it's something having to do with your heart chakra. Is that right?
I think it has to do with making me hear better, because I asked them, what crystal do I need to open up my hearing better?
Got it. It's green fluorite.
Green fluorite. Okay.
Green fluorite. Fluorite comes in a number of colors because it's a stone that grows in different layers. So it grows and it looks like a layer of purple and white and blue and green. But they're saying specifically the green fluorite for you is going to open up the heart and open up your hearing centers, and that's going to help a little bit.
Now, I have a fluorite ball.
Okay.
That's what they mean, right? And it's green.
That's what they mean. That's what they're
okay.
telling you. And what I would suggest you do with that is if you can hold it on the back of your neck, right at the base of your skull, and then gently move it up behind each of your ears or whichever ear you primarily hear in, and
yeah.
just kind of work with it for about 5 minutes each. Don't overdo it, you know, each session for about a week or so, and see if it changes the way that you're hearing, because it very well might.
My ears ring, and it comes through
yes.
in that
yes.
metallic ringing
you kind
noise.
Of, exactly, and you describe it very well. It's like a ringing in your ears. It very
mm-hmm.
much is. And what you have to do is to try and hear through the ringing. What you can also ask your guides to do is, can you help them to either put pictures in my head, or can you help them to please speak more clearly? Notice I said speak more clearly. Do not ask them for volume. They will blow your eardrums out.
Yeah.
But I think that should help you, Susan.
But I always hear my name. They say my name so clear.
Yeah, they do. That's to get our... I was out last night with dear friends from England, and we were having a very late supper, and there was about twice. We were in a very public diner, and all of a sudden I heard my name, and I kept going... turning around, you know, looking and saying, did you guys hear that? And they all laugh at me all the time because, no, they didn't hear my name. I heard my name. My husband just says, yeah, that's one of your people, sweetheart. So, but I hope that helps you, Susan.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I'm calling. Real quickly, a question in the chat room from Donna. She says, I see angels, but I don't always understand what they want. So what should I do?
Well, that's kind of the nature of angels, to be honest. They don't exactly communicate the same way spirits do. Spirits have been human. Angels have never been human. Angels are a very, very different breed, a different species. And so for them to communicate with us, they might give us words or a sentence that doesn't make any sense. Or they might give us concepts that don't make any sense. All I can say is ask them to repeat themselves with more clarity, as I just mentioned to Susan, and see if they'll give you something else to clarify their messages, because that's about the best we can do with angels, I'm afraid. They have just so much energy and so much they want to share with us. It sometimes comes out in huge bursts that mean nothing.
Okay. Let's grab another call here. And hi, what's your first name? Hello? Hello, what's your first name? 3, 2
Stacy? Oh, hi. Hi, was that Stacy?
Oh, nope. It just hung up on her. Stacy, oh. I'm really sorry to hear from you. We've got a couple lines open, so Stacy, I'll watch for your call. If you want to call back, 347-838-9903. In the meantime, hi, what's your first name? Hello, what's your first name?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, what's your first
hi,
name?
How are you
hi,
today?
Hi.
How can I help you today?
Hi, can you hear me? This is Brittany.
Hi, Brittany, I can hear you.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. It never did the unmuted thing.
No worries. What's going on for you today?
Not much. I just was curious if, you know, you got anything from any of my loved ones who have crossed over.
What I'm centering on for you, Stacy, let me tap in here.
Oh, it's Brittany.
Brittany, I'm sorry. Why did I say Stacy? I think
okay.
that was
Stacy.
A call that dropped. Yeah.
Yeah.
I apologize, Brittany. I'm getting a very strong energy that's also kind of distracting me, you know. Excuses, but do you have a female relative, probably, I would say, in her mid-20s to 30s that crossed within the last 6 months?
Not that I can think of now.
If she's not an actual blood relative, this may be somebody that would be family of choice. She's presenting herself to me as though she's your sister.
I do know, you know, that there was supposed to be another.
Well, I mean, she's not saying she's your physical, actual birth sister, but what she is saying is that she thinks enough of you that you are like a sister to her.
This is someone who's crossed?
Someone who's crossed.
Yeah.
She's saying she's on your mom's side of the family.
Okay.
And that she thought the world of you. She's not giving me a name, but she's indicating that she's known you for a chunk of your life. She crossed when she was 20 to 30 years old. So this could even be someone like an aunt or a cousin, but this is somebody related on your mom's side who is very connected with you.
Yeah, I wish I could say that I
That's okay. What I would like you to do is go ahead and take the information, check in with other family members and see what they have to say, because very often we'll make some connections with spirit on the other side. What I'm asking them for now as I'm speaking is to see if there's anyone else they want to bring through or any messages from you or for you.
There's a lot of males that have.
I'm getting a grandfather, and this could even be a great-grandfather. He passed when he was very, very old. But the message that she's bringing through from him, because he's not connecting with me directly, he's kind of standing a respectful distance behind her, is just that you're not to feel overwhelmed by everything that's going on. Please know that we're with you. Please know that you're loved, and please know that this is going to resolve itself for you. That's the message coming through. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, because I had a weird falling out with, like, someone who was like a sister to me.
There you go.
It's been really hard. You know, we haven't been talking. And
right.
I got into a car accident in December, and it just seems like my life has kind of done a 180.
Well, and that's what they're telling you from spirit, honey, is they're saying, you know, focus on the fact that this is going to shift. Just allow it to do so. When you can, try to talk to her again, try to reconnect with her again. But this woman brought through the grandfatherly energy to tell you, we're supporting you from spirit. So when you feel tired, when you feel hurt, and when you feel like you just can't do this anymore, reach out to them, and they're going to touch your heart and do some healing for you to help you so that you can maybe patch some things up with her, okay?
Okay. I mean, I've tried to reach out, but it's just, it's weird.
It may be that she needs to do the healing from her end so that she can reach out.
Yeah.
To you, you know, or reach back to you. There may be more to the circumstance than you know. They're telling you to hang in there.
So I shouldn't give up on the friendship?
I would say listen to what Spirit guides you to do, but don't push the issue. Work on yourself right now. Let the angels, let the spirits who are around you help to heal your heart. And then when you're in a better and more comfortable place, when your life does that 180 back to the good place it was, things will resolve. Okay?
Okay, yeah, because I was like this social butterfly, and I feel like I'm like a hermit lately, like the last few months.
But, you know, sometimes we need to go into that cocoon, don't we, even if we're already a butterfly? Kind of rework our wings and then go back into the world.
Yeah.
And that's what I'd like to see. That's what I'd like to see you do. Give yourself a little time to rest, and then you put yourself back out there because that is your choice. All right? Okay.
Okay. Thanks so much for calling, Brittany. Okay. Let's grab another one. I think we can squeeze in one more call here.
Oh, before we do that, too, I wanted to put out a thank you to everybody, and especially to Nicole. She's a longtime StarCrafter, and she got our single card draw last week on the podcast, and she said it really, really fit what's going on for her, and I really appreciate the feedback. So shout out to Nicole, and thank you for that.
Oh, yeah, that was, if you missed it or don't remember, what we did last week is Teresa drew one card from her tarot deck and gave a reading to someone who wasn't listening at the time but would be listening to the podcast, and that turned out to be Nicole, which is very cool. Do you want to do another one of those this week? Not to put you on the
sure.
Call.
And actually, while you were talking, I pulled another one. I pulled a card. And what I got for the podcasters this week is the Nine of Wands card. And what the Nine of Wands is all about is there's been a lot of things happening, especially for a lot of people in the last week or so. We've taken a lot of actions. We've almost burned ourselves out, but they're telling us all from Spirit to keep going. We only have a few more steps, and we're going to get to the end of this cycle. A new cycle is starting, and it's going to be filled with promise and new opportunities. So please, just as tired as you might feel, as tired as you might be, keep on keeping on.
Oh, that feels like that could be for me.
Yeah.
And I see the clock is winding down. Did you have any last, did you want to give any last messages, general messages to listeners and those who will
sure.
be listening?
One thing I like to do at the end of my spirit gatherings or at my parlor gatherings is to reach out to spirit, reach out to angels, see if there's any messages they have for us. My guide Hudson is stepping forward right immediately away. You know, he's just right here. And he wants everyone to know that the energy of the last week and a half or so is going to settle. People have felt chaos. People have felt turmoil. Keep true to who you are. Keep stepping forward. It's almost the echoing of the card I just pulled. But Hudson is saying, just be who you are. The truth is going to echo out in ripples we can't see, and we're going to have peace eventually here. But it's going to take a little time for the waters to still. So hang in there, everybody.
And did you have a special, as the clock ticks down almost to zero, do you have a special code word at a discount at StarCraft?
Star! Let's say star is our code word for the day.
Star. So if you call StarCraft at 619-337-2400 and you want to set something up with Teresa, or you want to stop by and pick out a crystal or a tarot deck yourself, make sure you say star and you grab that discount.
Definitely.
And just like
thanks,
that,
guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa, and we'll see you next week. Thank you. And happy holidays.
Ha 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 ha